Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am a registered dietitian and have been in bariatrics for 25 years, and am excited to share a topic of, are your genes making it difficult to burn fat? And we are really going to just talk about certain genetic SNPs that do play a role, but really just focusing on just the idea and the ability for you to make change with that. So we can't control the genes that we were given, but we can control how they are expressed. And with genetics, we have the ability to turn off and turn on genes based on our diet and lifestyle. And that's what I want you to see today. I want you to see that you may have some of these genetics, and some of you may not even know, and you've never had a genetic test or never had any genetics ran on you, even just individual ones. I will say I'm not a believer in just isolating one genetic SNP and making an assumption that that is going to impact your body and your health and your ability to lose weight. But there are genetic tests that can actually kind of put it into pathways so that we can really look at your genes and seeing that, hey, you are going to be more prone to inflammatory fats and difficulty losing weight and difficulty with your appetite and hunger regulation. Yes, you've had weight loss surgery, but your genetics are your genetics, and weight loss surgery does not change that. So maybe you've had issues with weight loss surgery, you've lost a fabulous amount of weight, but now you're starting to see some regain, or you're starting to see that, hey, I'm hitting plateaus and I'm not even getting to my goal weight. What is it that is happening? It could be your genetics, and we need to kind of hack your biology to figure out what it is that you really need to focus on to kind of work around those genetics when you look at certain pathways. So I will be excited to share when this is ready, but I will say that I will be offering some genetic tests that will give insight to this, and it will be able to show you, hey, you are weight loss resistant, and if we do these things and we focus on these diet and lifestyle things, you can kind of calm that gene down and turn it off and allow your body to lose weight. There's so much of really good information available with this genetic test that I'm super excited about. And I think it can be a piece. I don't think everyone needs it, but I do feel like those people who are struggling, and I feel like when I don't have solutions or things aren't working, it's like the genetics is the piece and I don't know that information. So there are some really awesome, it's some awesome information that you can get from this genetic test, and I'm will be excited when I offer this to you soon because it's really going to be give you that extra tool that you can say, hey, I now know that, hey, you know, my body doesn't detoxify well and I need to support that better. Or, you know what? I exercise, but you know what? I'm not really seeing any weight loss. It could be because of your genetics, and we might need to switch up your workouts so that you can actually get some weight loss. So stay tuned for that. but this is kind of giving you an insight to what your genetics can tell you and what your genes are maybe doing or contributing to that's prohibiting you from burning fat. So are your genes making it difficult to burn fat? So certain genetic SNPs, S-N-P-S, we just call them SNPs, increase your risk to store inflamed fat tissue. So inflamed fat tissue is kind of a key thing I want you to remember. So whenever you have these certain SNPs, you are going to have a lower fat burning. So some of these, I'm not going to go into detail of all of them, but I'm going to give you some highlights of each of them so you kind of get a picture to see that you why you can't just say, oh, I have ADIPOQ, which is the adiponectin C1Q, and it's also associated with collagen. These here, just because you have this doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to increase your risk and you're going to lower your weight loss or increase your weight gain. Just having this genetic SNP, you got to look at the whole picture. It all kind of goes together with your other genes that you and other SNPs that you are expressing. So this here, ADIPOQ, which is adiponectin, so the G allele, you have an increased risk for storing or not burning fat. Whereas the A allele is beneficial and you have lower weight. So your weight is usually on the lower side and you usually don't have issues with regain. So think about that. A weight loss surgery patient, you've had surgery, you've gotten all those benefits of your body, decreasing the inflammation quickly, your microbiome changing, all these things happen so rapidly with weight loss surgery, but you've got to remember that these genetics are going to play a role in the long haul, in the long term. Another ADIPOQ, so another adiponectin one as well, is in this decreasing the fat burning or this pro-inflammatory fat. So CRP, which is your C-reactive protein, the G allele does increase adiposity, so you're going to have increased fat stores, and it actually will decrease your exercise recovery, whereas the A allele, you'll actually have a lower, 20% lower inflammation markers. So just those two different ones. So if you don't know if you're a G allele or an A allele, that would matter, because just if someone has this A allele, they're going to be even lower on their CRP than somebody that has the G allele. So it just goes to show you one SNP is not going to give you enough information to change, to give you the protocol to change. Interleukin 1, it's either positive or negative. If you are positive, then it is going to impact your inflammation levels. No impact if it's negative. Interleukin 6, the C allele, obesity and visceral fat is more known with the C allele, whereas the G allele may not impact your inflammatory marker or CRP at all. And it is actually found more in power athletes or those really athletes that have a short burst of power, and they do really well. The interleukin 6R has, with the C allele, you have an increase in obesity. And then the TNF-alpha, the G allele or the A allele, so on the A allele, you have an increased pro-inflammatory profile. So you're going to be, it's going to be easier for you to stay more inflamed. TNF-alpha on the A allele on this, 308, you have an increase of low systemic inflammation associated with overweight and obesity. So these here are you know, similar, and they kind of give you that information that, hey, you know, inflammation is, in general, my genetics are leading me to keep this low chronic grade of inflammation going, which is contributing to my obesity and my weight loss resistance. So, you know, getting that under control or you know, learning how to turn those off is what will help you be able to burn the fat and lose the weight. So, fat cells. They are not just storage units. They are metabolically active messengers. So they are informing your body of things. So the more fat cells you have, the more that you're going to struggle with this inflammation and the messaging. So these fat cells are active messengers, and the messenger molecules are called adipokines. And these adipokines are what manage inflammation, and they secrete the pro-inflammation, so more inflammation, or anti, where it's like calming and putting out the fire, that type of anti-inflammation. So anytime you have excess fat in your body, it's going to, the inflammatory response is going to be disrupted. So you put on 10 pounds from just, you know, you had surgery and you couldn't work out and you gained 10 pounds. So that increase is going to kind of confuse those adipokines to know what to do with your inflammation. And usually the more fat you store, the more inflammation you have. So it increases your pro-inflammatory molecules. So not only maybe your diet and lifestyle is contributing to the increase in fat stores, your fat stores are also contributing to the increase in fat stores. It's making it so that you kind of are super efficient at making fat stores and adding quickly. So that's where, you know, people can quickly gain pounds when there's inflammation, because your body is doing this piece as well. So this right here, the gut microbiome moderates inflammation. So these inflamed fat tissues, so all these inflamed fat cells need to be controlled. And that's where your microbiome, your gut microbiome, can be a great way to modulate that inflammation and get it calmed down. I've talked about this many times in different other podcasts, that within 24 hours, our diet has the ability to shift our microbiome. It could be changes for the bad, so maybe you're making poor diet choices, and we can change our microbiome within 24 hours. And if that diet continues at that choice, then it's more than likely you're going to change that whole environment very quickly, very quickly with just continuing that poor diet. Or the flip side, if you make positive diet changes that are more healthy and they're full of the, you know, the fibers from the vegetables and the fruit or the prebiotic fibers, those will change the environment to the good, and they'll really boost your good bacteria and really boost your ability to kind of fight that inflammation and really calm everything down. Pro and prebiotics. So taking probiotics regularly is another way to kind of calm the inflammation and to really help moderate the inflammation in the gut that can play a role in what's happening in your fat cells. Some labs. So if you are wanting to know, hey, do I have inflammation in my body? And I know I've mentioned at least one of these on several podcasts, but I'm going to list a few more. Adiponectin is one that you can check for inflammation. CRP, which is the one I talk about mostly, the C-reactive protein, I would say that's probably the one that's most utilized. Interleukin-6 and TNF-alpha. Those are all great options to talk to your doctor about. I would say CRP, hands down, I see that very conventionally tested and utilized frequently when looking for inflammation in the body. So if you are struggling with burning fat and you feel like you are working out, you're making all the diet changes, and you are really doing well controlling what you can control, you really need to think about, are my genes or certain genetic SNPs playing a role in my ability to burn this fat? And getting your gut microbiome healthy is one way. There are others, but this is one way that you can really make a difference in your ability to burn fat. So I hope that's helped, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.